Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
World's plants under pressure. Tropical plants are at risk. Almost half of all plant species may face extinction, according to new research by botanists in the United States. Until now, the official tally of endangered plants compiled by the World Conservation Union has suggested that only about 1 in 8 plant species could disappear. But the researchers, writing in the journal Science, now believe this figure to be a gross underestimate. They say the old assessment does not include a reliable tally of species at risk in the tropical latitudes where most of the world's plants grow. Nigel Pittman and Peter Jorgensen say the world is teetering on the edge of an extinction crisis as more and more plants disappear each year. The species most at risk live only in small geographic ranges in specific habitats. The official estimate by the World Conservation Union, the IUCN, suggests that 13% of the world's plants are under threat, but the two U.S. botanists say it is at least 22% and could be as much as 47%. They say the IUCN has reliable data for plants in Europe, North America, South Africa, and Australia, but there are no reliable figures for tropical developing countries where most of the world's plants grow. In their journal report, the two botanists have taken the trends seen in temperate areas and extended them to tropical countries. Their calculations suggest that in the worst-case scenario, almost half of the world's plants are at risk. It is impossible, however, to establish the exact threat without local research, they argue. Based on some Ecuadorian work, they estimate the cost of maintaining a global database of threatened plants could cost around $100 per species per year for an annual budget of less than $12 million for all biodiversity hotspots. Pittman and Jorgensen tell Science, quote, only the species-by-species information generated by such an undertaking will conservationists be able to monitor and prevent the large-scale plant extinctions foreseen to occur in the tropics in this century. Nigel Pittman is from the Duke Center for Tropical Conservation, Duke University, North Carolina. Peter Jorgensen is attached to Missouri Botanical Garden in St. Louis. And this story came from the BBC World News. Swamp monster halts New Zealand highway. A Maori tribe says construction of a multi-million dollar highway has begun to infringe on the domain of a swamp-dwelling monster capable of causing traffic deaths. As a result, transportation officials have brought the Wellington, New Zealand roadworks to a grinding halt. The highway holdup highlights a growing awareness of and respect for Maori culture in this South Pacific country of 4 million. The Ngāti Naho tribe members say that they told the New Zealand's highway agency last week that the construction was skirting too close to the home of a local swamp monster known as a taniwa. Transit New Zealand's regional projects manager, Chris Allen, said that the highway upgrade would be on hold until a meeting could be held with tribe members to confirm whether it is or isn't an issue. Taniwa are spiritual creatures to the indigenous Maori. The monsters act as guardians for landmarks such as the Waikato River in the region, 550 kilometers northeast of the capital, Wellington. In local Maori legend, a different Taniwa guards each bend of the river. Maori resident Brenda Maxwell said her community believes that a number of past road fatalities were caused by local Taniwa. Unless the new road is built away from the swamp and across high ground, we're going to have more problems than it's worth, Maxwell said. To cut highway costs, they're willing to trample on our culture. Get away from the swamp. It's as simple as that, she said. Allen said the agency previously had been told about two other Taniwas living near the construction route, but said in those cases the highway was not deemed close enough to the monsters' homes to require rerouting. The Ngāti Naho have been involved in talks about the proposed North Waikato prison and the region's new landfill, as they believe the land is tapu. 2 years ago, members of the Ngāti Naho Cooperative Society occupied the old Mary Mary Power Station over concerns about land ownership, sovereignty issues, and the environmental safety of the site. And this story from the Associated Press. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-